Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, May the 8th. I saw them every Sunday, but I was about the only one who did, besides the choir members who also faced the congregation. But even though most of the congregation did not see them because their backs were to them, it comforted me that they were simply there, watching over us all. They were two life-sized stained glass angels in the window at the back of the sanctuary, and the artist had named them Faith and Hope. Faith was grand and impressive. She had a cross atop a staff, very similar to the one the crucifer carried in the worship processions. She was tall and striking, but her face was not easy to read. One moment I would think I saw a hint of sadness, but in the next, I would decide she was simply pensive. There was also a far-seeing wisdom and steadfastness in her countenance. Gazing upon her, you just knew that she'd never, ever let us down. She held the staff with the cross in her left hand, and her right hand was over her heart, signifying or reminding us that she is both sincere and dependable. And yet these adjectives do her little justice. Faith was magnificent. Her sister, Hope, was strikingly beautiful, but in a vulnerable kind of way. Hope had flowing golden hair that perfectly framed her face. She wore a colored band or ribbon in her hair, and her face carried more color than Faith's. Her gown was more ornately adorned as well. It was bright blue at the neck to further enhance her features. She appeared shorter than her sister, but that may only have been because she was rendered slightly closer up, as if allowing us a bit closer. She gazed demurely downward, as if aware of her stunning beauty, and careful not to overwhelm or create the wrong impression. Hope's stance was open, arms hanging on either side of her body, palms facing outward. She held an anchor in her left hand with a rope tied to it. The rope crossed her body and she held the other end, loosely knotted, in her right hand. Was it the rope one tosses a drowning soul? Was it the proverbial lifeline of the old song? Was it the golden thread connecting us to God in a thousand ways? Both of the angels had beautiful wings, perfect for each in turn, and surely capable of taking them wherever they needed to go. To hospital or graveside, to battlefield or prison. To one solitary soul on the brink of despair, or to a congregation on a Sunday morning. Faith and hope. It's impossible for me to imagine one without the other. It's impossible to choose between them. And why would we want to? Faith was so elegant and pure, so majestic in her holiness. It was a unique blessing just to look up and see her. Hope was so beautiful, so strong and yet so vulnerable, so willing to risk herself and her ornate rope of rescue. It was a privilege to simply behold her. Let's linger for a few quiet moments in the presence of these two angels. As we imagine Faith in her steadfast magnificence, what gifts does she offer us this morning? What encouragement does our faith require of her in these quiet moments? Faith looked like one who was allowed into the very presence of God. And the more I gazed upon her, the more she took me there with her. Allow her to take you there to the very presence of God now. The angel of hope took me other places. Places I'd rather not have gone sometimes. Places where I needed to grab onto that rope of hers and be rescued. Places where I needed the aid of her powerfully beautiful hands as I tried to navigate the ever-troubled waters of life, or simply hoist another struggling person from the maelstrom in their time of crisis. Where is hope leading you? Who or what is she showing you? Where is hope most needed in your life at the moment, or in the life of someone close to you? They were always there, those two, every Sunday. Sometimes I reached for the cross of faith. Sometimes I clung to the anchor of hope. Truly, I needed them both. And, of course, faith and hope aren't merely two stained glass angels in a church I used to serve. They are wherever I need them. They are wherever you need them. That's why they have wings. Faith and hope are always there for all of us because God sends them. God sends them to us and for us because God knows that we can't do without them. Thanks and praise be to God.